It's a bit like your sad uncle who turns up at the family party and starts trying to do his gigolo, his dance, and you think, oh dear, why are you trying to be cool? You know, Sadiq Khan, who has lied about 4,000 deaths, who had officers trying to interfere with scientific reports, who told us there were 4,000 deaths because of pollution levels, absolute lies, who didn't allow consultations with the wrong kind of respondents, and then said, by the way, it's not a referendum, so it doesn't matter what you say anyway, who doesn't want to look at the air levels in the underground with TfL and wants to keep making things up. Follow the science, he tells us, whilst he talks about XCX and young artists. It's really tedious, it's cringy, it's creepy. It's also trolling all of us. It's an assault, really, on us, because what it's pretending to do is to say, you know, I'm doing this all for your health, for your safety. But actually, this is about a war on cars. It's about a war on people. It ties in with the low traffic neighborhoods, but the ultra low emission zone, and we've seen low emission zones in other parts of the country now, have raked in a huge amount of money. We now see that electric vehicles are also going to be charged, and also looks like pay per mile. And guess what, Mark? You know, I don't think people would be surprised if now we're told, you know what, have that digital ID that Tony Blair keeps saying we should have, because then what we can do is we can monitor and restrict and survey you all. And I just think that it's just so sad, the idea that you try and get some kind of authority from a young pop artist, particularly when Sadiq Khan has done very little to actually bolster and support London nightlife. We've got a situation where we've lost lots of venues. If he'd have been half as keen on making sure councils on lobbying and advocating to them to have later night activity, we could have more revenue, more business, more artists could be actually being performed on the dance floor and creating our cultural capital instead of shutting us down early and making us really a backwater. It's very sad. You know, I think the thing is that some people think that because he was voted in, that there's been some kind of agreement on the ultra low emission zone. Well, actually, the numbers of voting was very low, and it was on a range of things. And we know nationally that the Conservatives were very unpopular, and we know particularly in inner London, it was the case that people were not happy with the government, with many of the things that happened in the last few years. That does not mean that the majority of people have gone along with you, Les, or are happy about it. And it hits the you know, lowest economic bracket in the worst way. We've seen complete contempt for working people, for people that are delivering. They've got vans. They might be plumbers or electricians, work people, you know, chimney sweeps, all sorts of people. David Lammy, who's now got a very prestigious position, said they should get on the underground or on the buses. I mean, do these people really not understand even what the word labour means? You know, labouring people. What about women late at night? What about people who are disabled? But just what about, we never said that we would give away our freedoms. And, you know, we're being told more and more in boroughs, don't drive, walk and cycle. And we can see that, as with Mete Koban, who's been made an environmental minister, sort of advisor rather, who has really gone the whole hog in Hackney and just ignored people and tried to impose these measures, that there's a contempt. And we also know that Angela Rayner has said that there'll be low emission zones coming to your zone. You know, 20-minute cities, low emission zones, surveillance, bollards. You know, we're just seeing our restrictions and impositions on stealth by technocrats who basically say you walk, you cycle, and you will be happy. Now, I cycle, I love it, but my mum is disabled. She can't cycle. All sorts of people can't. And I just think that no one has ever agreed that we should have our freedom and our mobility limited. And it shows this contempt and disdain for the public.